Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Please check that out and use it to your advantage, and I know you'll benefit from my book, so I hope you'll check it out and see what you think. Deborah Fine is our guest. Deborah is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of our favorite people, the author of many books, including her new one, Beyond Texting, The Fine Art of Face-to-Face Communication for Teenagers. And that's the title of the book, but I'm gonna take the liberty to expand that to Gen Y, because that goes all the way up to people who are, you know, just about 30. And what do you think, Deborah? Is that okay to say Gen Y, even though, just to kind of expand that a little bit?
Well, yes, it was written for teens, because a teen experience. And if I were a Gen Y person, and my kids are Gen Y, by the way, The Fine Art of Small Talk, I think, is, I will say, as are many other books, are outstanding, because that's where primarily my work is, where with a small business person or medium size or a right. large organization who is interacting with customers or patients or clients and who needs to gain referrals and increase visibility within, you know, the world out there. But this is a book from my heart, Jim. I'm telling you. And you know, you're an author of many books, and you're a hugely successful best-selling author. So I think you'll really understand when I tell you that I had a heck of a time with this. And by that I mean is the publishing world, which is of course shifted, was very right. good to me with Big Talk and Small Talk. But they didn't mm-hmm. want a book written for teenagers. And why would it's obvious why?
Because teenagers don't read books.
That's exactly right. So this came from the heart. This was not. Your listeners are probably thinking, what's wrong with her? You know, why wouldn't she create a product that people who want it would buy it? So here's my dilemma. My dilemma is that I think a lot of people. I would have wanted it when I was a teenager. I was a very shy, awkward teenager who ended up being an engineer because of that. Not that engineers mm-hmm. are all shy and awkward, but okay. But what I'm saying is that I have to sell this book to adults, parents, educators, Boy Scout mm-hmm. leaders, et cetera, et cetera. So that's what. So it's a challenge. But because now, will they read it? Yes, I think they will, because I would have read it. So if you're preparing for an interview, or you just want to go out and look for a job instead of sitting at social media and go to Monster.com or Craigslist or whatever and look right. for a job and hope for the best. You want to be able to interact with authority figures and be able to, who doesn't want to learn how to say no, whether it's to their parents, you know, mm-hmm. say, you know, I'd like to negotiate a better deal with curfew. What can I do to get a better position? You know, I'd like this time. But then, and ultimately, these skills will be taken into the workplace with their boss, with whom their colleagues and their team members, et cetera. But I think that right now, you know, I wouldn't tell a 28-year-old person that this is the book for them, because it's for somebody who's having the experiences of a 17-year-old.
But to the degree, Deb, that the book helps people understand that you need to look people in the face, you need to be right. prepared to talk to them, listen to what they say, have a conversation with them, and maybe even not have the phone in your hand.
Well,
how about that freaky idea?
Well,
right?
I should have titled the book this. How's this? Use the phone feature on your phone. But you know, by the way, you know, I don't know if I've ever used this quote with you. It's from The Fine Art of Small Talk, and it's not my quote. It's I'm spacing it. Jean Le Carré, the author. Sorry about that.
Right.
And the quote is, "A desk is a dangerous place to view the world." So, isn't that an interesting
right.
quote for every small
yep.
business person sitting
yep.
there? How often do we get so busy that we don't either go out to the front and or go to a chamber meeting, right? Or
well,
go
see, that's so I talked about that. I talked about that in the last interview. I called it it's the equivalent of the journalistic term reporting inside your head.
Exactly.
And reporting inside your head is a pejorative term. It's not a good term. If you're doing that, you're not doing your job as a journalist. And if you're doing the same thing as a business owner, you're not doing your job. That's what you're talking about.
That's exactly right. So it is easy today, whether you're like me, a business owner, or my husband, who's a business owner, to get so busy that you're at your desk catching up on this, doing social media to promote your whatever, and you don't get out there. And if you don't get out there, you're gonna lose opportunities every minute that you're not out there. And then if you go out there and don't make the most of it, you hang out with your competitor or hang out with somebody you know or some colleague, then you're really hurt. So the key is to build rapport with people, whether you're a teenager or whether you're a small business person. But
well, Deb, the thing that you're talking about, and this is so important, and that is to realize that, you know, we were not in the previous segment, you and I talked about, I used the term tech dependent to talk about a behavior of Gen Y, but the truth is we've all become more tech dependent. We've all fallen into this. You know, how many people spend way too much time on social media? How many people send emails forever or text forever and don't pick up the phone? I don't know about you, but if you and I were talking about a project and we emailed each other three or four times and or texted each other a couple of times, after a couple of times, I'm going to pick the phone up and call
you. Absolutely. That there's
because
no
I get tired. I get tired of the. I'd rather let's get this over with, right?
Well, it's not just that. You want to have a personal connection. And the thing is, but imagine, Jim, you didn't have the confidence and the skills. Now, I mean,
right.
And why would a 16-year-old have the confidence and skills if they weren't raised doing it? Why
and that's
would you
have
the confidence
books,
and skills of doing anything?
That's what the book's about. Where can they find the book?
Anywhere. Yeah. Amazon, of course, Barnes & Noble, any independent bookstore. It's there.
Deborah Fine,
Beyond
ladies
Texting.
And gentlemen. The book is called Beyond Texting. Quick break. 10 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.